And I got a fine guest who's joined me here in the Broadcast Bunker 2.0. He's Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio. Robert, welcome, man.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me here. This is just an awesome deal. I really dig the bumper music. We used to do a show called Pilot's Progressive Party, Wendy and I. It was on Wednesday nights, and it was just a political show, and we got to pick our own bumpers, and so I can really appreciate that last bumper there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it came to me like that. I'm trying to think. I'm like, all right, I want to do something. I got to do something. I'm like, oh, yeah, Beastie Boys. There we go.
Beastie Boys. Very, very emblematic, symbolic of Native Roots Radio. If you had to pick a house band, I'd say Beastie Boys, right?
Right. Well, the song is Root Down.
Well, I would say what is a not a Tribe Called Red, but it's a Tribe Called Quest.
Quest, yeah.
I dig on them too. Hey, I lived in Madison for a while in my very, very young years, and I remember telling
Define that, like 1940s? When was that, Robert?
77, 78.
Okay, you could still here in town.
You could still drive on State Street back then. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I drove on State Street recently, but that's discouraged behavior, I understand.
Right, exactly.
Now, Robert, you say we invited you. We didn't invite you. The governor invited you to go golfing, and we just happened to be near the course.
Well,
that's more accurate, is it not, sir?
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, I'm going to have to talk to him about some things that I'm not happy with, so I have to do it a really cordial way. And so you were
make sure you do it when he's putting.
Well, and also don't mention your name, right? Isn't that he won't come on your show now after you ran against him?
Oh, he never would. No, he did come on. Candidate Evers used this radio station as frequently as they thought merit.
For free.
For freebies. But Governor Gubernator Evers has been a little more discerning, and he'll come on some of the shows. He just chooses not to come on mine.
Right. Well, we Native Roots Radio has had the lieutenant governor and
Mandela
a few times.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, he's a cool cat.
And also, he's probably looking to bigger and better things, right? And so he doesn't mind a little bit of free publicity, right?
Mandela is a U.S. senatorial candidate, and if you believe his internal polling, he's leading the Democratic field according to his campaign, and he's tied with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson at 43% apiece. So. I think that Mandela does have a clear electoral advantage, much like Tony Evers did when he became the gubernatorial nominee. Well, he was one of 10 or more. And Mandela's got a similar dynamic going on here in Wisconsin. And when you've got so many, and I would say we have a wealth of fine candidates, and pretty soon it becomes any of them would be good. Any of them would be better than Trump. That's, I think, in no small part how Democrats chose Biden. Any of them would be better than Scott Walker. I think in no small part that's how Democrats in Wisconsin chose Tony Evers. And Mandela, I think, has got plenty going on. I think he's a dynamic young candidate.
Yeah.
But I think anyone who wins the Democratic nomination is going to have the support of damn near every Democratic voter in Wisconsin. We all want to see Ron Johnson gone.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of the days of, who did we have?
Michelle Bachmann.
Thank you. I wanted to forget that
Crazy
person.
Eyes. Not the one from Orange is the New Black, but you had the original Crazy Eyes was Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, do you remember when Bush came by and she was fawning all over him? Do you remember that? When she was rubbing all over him when he was done with the State of the Union speech? It was her first time out there.
Well, if she'd have done that to Trump, he'd have taken her furniture shopping, I suspect,
yeah.
Robert.
Yeah.
Would you take your iron rod and smash?
There's your former congressperson from Minnesota, Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, we miss her.
Very little. Very, very little.
Oh.
That's Robert Pilot. He's the host of Native Roots Radio, AM 950, of course, right here on Devil Radio 92.7. Also plays out on WCPT 820 in Chicago. Hope to join you there soon.
Right.
But Robert, let me before we talk any politics or the important stuff,
right.
Let's dig in. Are you playing in the same foursome as Tony Evers? Is this a broad event or is this a specific invitation to join the governor's foursome?
Well, how it was put to me by our people here in Madison was they only want to have legislators there.
Ho-Chunk
legislators.
And you hold a position with the Ho-Chunk Nation.
Yeah, I don't talk much about that on the air, but yes, I do. And that's my full-time gig And so I have to come here in God's country a lot. And why not? You know, I'm halfway here. Come to Madison, right? So he asked specifically for us to be there, not our our lawyers or anybody else. So it'll be interesting. I don't know. We're going to register at 9 and, you know, co-mingle until we figure out who's the foursome. And it's best ball, so it'll go quick.
Best ball. Scramble style.
Right on, yep.
So anyways, I hope that your position with Tony Evers in the foursome, if not, you know, make sure you send my regards at some point during the course of the day.
Yeah.
And I want to know, here's what is going to be very important. I'll follow up tomorrow, because you're still going to be in Madison, or mm-hmm. at least tomorrow night.
Yep.
I got to know. And Fancy Brian and I have speculated, and he thinks that maybe Tony's a sneaky good golfer, and I suspect he's more of a ceremonial, you know, hit the first tee shot and then, you know, glad hand the rest of the day kind of golfer.
We're going to find out, aren't we? Yeah. We're going to find out.
How are you as a golfer, Robert?
Well, let's just say I used to play in a league, a little par nine league with my wife for many years, and then I haven't played.
So you've played this sport.
Let me back up a second. When I used to play, you know, when you first start playing, you go, I want one good shot each hole and I'll be happy. Well, all of a sudden, I think I started to become what's known as a golf club thrower. And I had to really, for my own serenity, quit golf for about 20 years. And then I started golfing again 20 years ago. And then I haven't golfed in 5 years. But I've been to the driving range four days in a row.
So you're not going to outshine our governor is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm really good at driving the ball directly away from my body. So I might be trying to go, you know, perpendicular to where my body is lying, but it always slices around to pretty much exactly the way I am facing.
You know, I used to be in mortgage banking, and I got invited to quite a few golf outings. That was sort of the unofficial sport of mortgage lending was, you know, you went golfing quite a bit. And, you know, we would get wined and dined, if you will. They'd take us to the nicer courses. But mostly the only reason they invited me is because I was a big guy and I'd swing real hard and I'd hit long drives.
Oh.
And then they'd tell me to sit there and look good.
Wow.
I was sort of all airport team. I was only allowed on the tee box.
We're playing best ball, so I feel pretty confident.
My
secret weapon is my 5-wood. I can hit that a mile off the ground. I still can.
Well, if you need a ringer, just to tee them up.
We'll have to dye your hair a little darker there.
Well, there's not much hair to dye there, Robert.
Well, I was looking at the goatee when you said that.
That's Robert Pilot. He is golfer extraordinaire. He's teaming
a legend in my own mind
with the governor of the great state of Wisconsin tomorrow in a outing. We'll get, you know, I'm looking for updates tomorrow night, you know, kind of like live Ryder Cup post-game action. And most importantly, I want to know if the governor shotguns a beer before he tees off. They did that at the Ryder Cup, a couple of the American participants.
Well, I want to definitely take a picture with him, and I'm going to be wearing my wolf hat. So I have a baseball cap for one of our sponsors, Howling for Wolves, sent me one day mail to wear.
Will you do the howl? I hear you do it on your show.
Right, but he's, you know, we want him to stop the wolf hunt. Our nation and I think four other nations in Wisconsin here have sent him a letter to stop the wolf hunt. And just to be serious for a second, wolves are our relatives. There's a Ho-Chunk wolf clan. Matter of fact, our lieutenant governor in Minnesota is part of the wolf clan. And so they're very sacred to us, and blowing them away for the heck of it does not sit well with us native people.
Now, this change, this ability to hunt wolves, in part that came from the Trump administration. The Trump administration opened the door to
this. Delisted them.
But here in the state of Wisconsin, I would say, relative to the target hunt numbers they set forth, they're over-hunting. They're allowing people to kill more wolves than the DNR recommends here.
Well, they shouldn't be killing any of them. And I think the last wolf hunt you had, I think they were killing they were going to murder 400. And I think they made their quota in the first 2 days.
Yeah, 218 wolves, I think, killed. And the most recent hunt, I thought the target was actually less, around 100.
It was up there, but they were close to meeting their goal right away, and we reported that on Native Roots Radio. Sometimes I listen to our shows because the news person talks about this in the first part of the
Olga, she's quite good.
Yeah. She should be here, and I should be home.
Robert, the wolf hunt here in the state of Wisconsin, the tribal nations have some say and have some right to claim quota limits, and the Ojibwe, I believe, have some say, and they were allocated a certain number of slots, but they don't choose to hunt the wolves.
Right.
Maybe in a similar respect for the animals that the Ho-Chunk have, the Ojibwe, they don't hunt the wolves.
No.
So effectively, I feel like there's a created false number.
Yeah.
And then they double the number what it should be, and they give half to the Ojibwe, knowing they're not going to utilize these wolf tags.
Mm-hmm.
And then they send Wisconsin hunters out there, and mostly they're doing this hunting, or in many cases, they're doing the hunting with dogs. And the dogs they use, if the dogs are killed or injured, well, then the hunters get reimbursed. They're throwing these dogs to the wolves, literally in some cases.
You know, that whole story just makes me so upset. I feel like, you know, when we talk about on Native Roots Radio, we talk about colonized mines, and that's just a tree's not worth anything until you tear it down and cut it up and make it into planks. Whereas natives feel the tree's worth something right there, the wolf's worth something other than just a hobby to kill something. What do you use a wolf for? I mean, do you wear a wolf hat, or what the heck? Why are we killing these wolves? You can't eat them, can you? I don't think so.
I can't imagine having wolf burgers for dinner.
Right, exactly.
Who's going to eat canine meat? That's right. That's like dog meat.
Right. But yeah, that's my point. It's just like, why are we doing this? What kind of culture do we live in? And I think we already know that, especially after the last 4 years.
And Robert, is it your perception that Tony Evers is governor of the state of Wisconsin?
He could stop it.
You think he can?
Yeah, he could. He definitely could. And I'm going to ask him to. And our nation, I'm not going to get too deep into the politics of Ho-Chunk Nation, but we had a meeting today about something that has to do with this, and basically we're not going to let them on our land.
Meaning the Ho-Chunk Nation's not going to allow the hunters onto the Ho-Chunk land.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And you know what? You're deciphering what I'm saying. I'm saying little incomplete sentences. That's why Wendy's right across from me, so it's like you. Okay,
I've had that role here on the show for like a decade. I used to decipher Dom. I'm trying right. to. I'm trying my powers you on you great. Now, Robert.
You did great because I'm going, oh, I didn't say that. Yeah, that's what I meant. But, and there's other tribes too, and there's tribes that are suing the governor specifically because of the wolf hunt.
Wisconsin's governor.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And you know, just to back up, Minnesota's just as bad as. You know, we have Toxic Tina, who's a Democratic senator, took over Al Franken's job. And then we have Amy Klobuchar, who quoted to me, to my face, that she would be the first one to kill a wolf once we delist him. And I'm like, wow, thanks, Amy. I'm glad I recorded this.
You know, it's interesting. Governor Tony Evers, not a hunter, I suspect. I don't know that for a fact, but I've never seen him, unlike the former governor, put up social media photos of him out there in the tree stand or whatever the case may be. But the one that wants to replace him, the Republican, Rebecca Clayfish, she went goose hunting the other day. And her husband, Joel, and Joel's quite the hunter fisher sort of guy. We know Joel well, but she killed her first goose. And she's out there holding up the goose. Like, this was yesterday morning. Apparently they go goose hunting on Monday mornings in the Clayfish household. And I noted, you know, early morning, they post this photo. She's got this big fat goose she shot, and she's wearing face makeup, eye makeup. And I'm thinking, is Joel also wearing mascara in the blind?
Maybe just a blush.
Come back. He's Robert Pilot. I'm Crudy. This is the Devil's Advocates. We'll come back and talk Line 3 with Robert Pilot, Native Roots Radio.
Yeah. Would you take your iron rod and smash?
Oh, he got all of that one.
That's a peach, son.
Hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort?
We really don't know if I have the authority to do that.
Come on, bark like a dog for me.
The Devil's Advocates. They refuse to do math on the radio. Here we go, yo. So what, so what, so what's the scenario?
Hey, yo, Bo knows this. And Bo knows that. But Bo don't know Jack. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest with me here in the Madison Broadcast Bunker 2.0. He is Robert Pilot. He is the host or the co-host of Native Roots Radio. You hear him right here on Devil Radio each weekday at 6. And Robert, we appreciate making the trip down here, spending a little time in studio. I know you're golfing with the governor tomorrow, and the wolf hunt, that's a very important topic. But the one I know that's near and dear, Line 3. Give us an update. What's going on with Line 3, Robert?
Well, it's almost completed, which is a bad thing, but no oil's going through there.
This is an in-bridge pipeline that's effectively going all the way from the shale oil sands of Canada.
Right. It's a foreign company, Enbridge, that's
through Minnesota, through Wisconsin, and on down to New Orleans so they can offload this oil
to China.
To somewhere else. It's not even for our benefit. It's not for our benefit. It's not a hell of a lot of jobs. And it's a foreign corporation. So why should anyone be supportive of Line 3?
Probably because, it's the old saying, follow the money, right?
Sure.
I mean, one of Biden's top aides that was in Obama's, Rice, had $4 million of Enbridge stock. And I don't know how much she has left or if she had to get rid of that, but there's just follow the money. We make decisions because it's good for them personally. So, yeah, if you go up, I don't know if you guys have ever been up to northern Minnesota where the Mississippi starts, you can drink that water, literally. And they're putting pipelines through there as if it's a good thing. They're tearing down trees. They're doing all these things. And now we've had, I don't know if you've listened to our show, but we've had over 30 frack outs. And what that means is that they dig really deep. They're putting chemicals through these pipes to make sure they don't leak, and a frack out is a leak. So they've had over 30, and they're not telling anybody about that. We're only seeing that because there's water protectors up there videotaping it and being on it. There's been over 800 people arrested, and we don't hear about that other than on your station and AM 950 in the Twin Cities. We are on that every day, but you don't hear about that.
Of the 800 arrested, I mean, these are primarily protesters, peaceful protesters. Yep. Some have gone on the sites, on the Enbridge sites, and have created mischief of some sort. At least they've gotten in the way of the efficient construction of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Robert, what are the nature of the charges that these people are being charged with?
Well, they're big degrees, and I think what Enbridge has done, and the same with Dakota Access Pipeline, they overcharge you, and then as the year goes on and you're all nervous about, you know, going to jail for 10 years, then they undercharge you. So there's people up there that have been arrested and shouldn't be arrested again, or it's going to be a felony. There's all those things going on, but I can't really tell you exactly what they've been charged with, but it's a fearful thing because other than the people that you were talking about that tie themselves onto equipment and stop things, I've seen people just standing there and get arrested, you know, protesting and not stopping the equipment, get arrested just to wrangle them up.
Robert, I know that Line 3, in opposition to Line 3, has gained some celebrity notoriety. I know Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda has been one of the big advocates trying to stop this Line 3, and I know she's brought some attention. Mm-hmm. What have your interactions with Jane Fonda been like?
Well, Jane's looks great, and she's 80 years old, and she's on top of it. I heard her speak when I got that little bumper there. Marissa Tomei was up there, too, who... back in the day.
My cousin Vinny, yeah, Marissa Tomei. Exactly. I love that lady.
I know. Exactly. And she was pretty sharp about it. And it's funny, too, because she's been at this forever. I mean, she's been on the right side of history. Hanoi Jane, yeah. And she was on the right side of that war, too, which was a farce. You know, there's still people that are mad at her. I know people in the next generation that I'm 60 years old, so the people that are 70 still are listening to propaganda about how great the war was and how bad she was. But she made her point.
Robert Pilot, What would victory look like for the water protectors, for the Ho-Chunk Nation, for the indigenous people in the case of Line 3? Is it the ending of the process? It seems like they're going to go through with this.
Yeah, the victory will be no oil going through there, no tar sands, which is the thickest oil, and you have to run chemicals through there, and it's like peanut butter. You know, that's how thick that oil is. It's like peanut butter. So,
and they've got to use what, butamine and different components
exactly.
to basically grease the pipes, and they put this under very high pressure, my understanding.
Exactly. And so we don't even know what's all in these secret chemicals too, but that's
fine. Well, they're proprietary. You right. can't know. It's like the fracking stuff. It's the secret sauce that makes it special.
Oh, you got that right. And so that's the irritating thing. It is the secret sauce. You've hit that dead on. So there's still things happening. Things are still ramping up. There's still actions. We're part of a network where Ogama and I know what's happening in the background, what the next action is going to be. So there's things that are cooking right now that I can't really talk about. Stay tuned. I can't really talk. That was a teaser.
Okay, man. Keep us posted. Keep us posted. What, are you holding the best content for the 6 o'clock Native yeah. Roots radio show?
No, that's not for today, but in the future here. But,
hey, yeah. don't tell me embargoed information. I cannot keep your secrets. I make no pledges to you, Robert.
That's right. Well, so there's still things happening. There's still hope, and I think one of the things I just want to back up, and you remember the Dakota's Access Pipeline, Standing Rock. What's happened there is it woke so many people, so many natives. And I would talk to somebody like Madonna Thunderhawk, who's 80 years old, who is at, you know, the beginning of this era of Alcatraz in 69, Wounded Knee 73, you know, the Black Hills in the 80s, Standing Rock. And she, at a point in her life, she said, where are all the young people? Well, Standing Rock brought the young people back, and now we're proud to have young peoples be water protectors and really getting active.
Robert Pilot, he is the host of Native Roots Radio. You hear him right here on Devil Radio 97. His show goes live at 6 o'clock each weekday. Robert, thanks for sharing a little bit with us today. Can't wait to hear what sort of golfer Tony Evers is.
Pini Gigi for having me on. Really, it's my honor to be here and on this network and on this station.
Well, our best to your team, Wendy and Ogama, and thank you to our fine prior co-devil, Harvey Cape, professor of democracy and justice studies, University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Fancy Brian. You are the talented one here. Everybody knows it. They know it. Stick around. Earl Ingram's next, then Native Roots Radio, produced live from Madison tonight. Robert Pilot, thanks a lot, man. Have a great show.
See you soon.
Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario? Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
We really don't know if I have the authority to do that.
But this whole place sucks.
Holy mackerel.